This paper has been slightly modified to optimize your listening experience. While we have included a brief description of the figures and tables, all references, citations, parentheses, appendices, footnotes and endnotes have been removed. To obtain these tables, figures, quotes, appendices, full references and citations for this paper, please view the HTML or PDF version at the iRodul website, www.irodul.org. The copyright for this article belongs to the authors and is openly released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License. International Review of Research in Open and Distributed Learning, Volume 20, Number 1, February 2019. The title of this article is OER Mainstreaming in Tonga. The authors of this article are Aishan Sudhira Abiwardena of the Commonwealth of Learning, Philip Uys of Charles Sturt University, and Sila Sehina Fifita of the Tonga Institute of Higher Education. Abstract. In the race towards achieving the Education 2030 Agenda, Open Educational Resources Act as a key enabler for Sustainable Development Goal 4, leading to the 2014 Regional Focal Points Meeting. Commonwealth of Learning's focal point for Tonga had identified top priorities for the country where KAL can further support the national agenda till 2021. Based on these needs, the strategic OER implementation project in Tonga was initiated by KAL in response to a request by the Ministry of Education and Training of Tonga. The project aims to assist MET in developing a framework for fully utilizing the new fiber optic network infrastructure to deliver online learning to Tongans distributed in the 45 islands, and improve the chances of sustainable livelihoods for Tongan youth by training them in life skills tailored to higher education and employment opportunities in Australia and New Zealand. This paper details the use of the horizontal framework for OER mainstreaming and the OER mainstreaming checklist within this project. The novelty of this project is its approach to mainstreaming OER at an institution in a systemic manner. The contribution this paper makes is to provide a proven plan for sustainable OER mainstreaming in a development setting. Keywords: open education, open educational resources, OER, OER mainstreaming, OER mainstreaming checklist, OER policy, Tonga. Introduction. The Kingdom of Tonga, unique among Pacific nations, never completely lost its indigenous governance. In 1845, the archipelagos of islands were united into a Polynesian kingdom, then became a constitutional monarchy in 1875, and a British protectorate in 1900. In 1970, Tonga withdrew from the protectorate and joined the Commonwealth of Nations, remaining the only monarchy in the Pacific. A major political reform took place in 2010 where the king relinquished his powers and allowed the people to elect 17 representatives of the people. These representatives, in turn, select the prime minister. This reform was implemented in 2011 when the first prime minister was elected by the people. Tonga consists of approximately 170 islands scattered across an area of the central Pacific Ocean, to the east of Fiji, although only 45 islands are inhabited. The country has a population of 106,479 with a migration rate of -17.8 migrants/1,000 population. Tonga's economic freedom score is 63.1, which makes it the 76th freest in 2018. It is also ranked 17 among 43 countries in the Asia-Pacific region with an overall score above the regional and world averages. The literacy rate of Tonga, who can read or write Tongan and or English, is 99.4%. The Commonwealth of Learning is an intergovernmental organization created by Commonwealth heads of government to promote the development and sharing of open learning and distance education knowledge, resources, and technologies. Hosted by the Government of Canada and headquartered in Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada, KAL is the world's only intergovernmental organization solely concerned with the promotion and development of distance education and open learning. KAL actively helps developing nations improve access to quality education and training. In the lead-up to the 2014 Regional Focal Points Meeting, KAL's focal point for Tonga had identified top priorities for the country where KAL can further support the national agenda until 2021. As a follow-up, KAL, through the Open Educational Resources for Skills Development Project, looked to focus on the areas of training teachers to develop online materials at higher education levels, building capacity to upskill teachers in using information and communication technologies in teaching and learning, and establishing new physical infrastructure in the Tonga Institute of Higher Education and the Tonga Institute of Education. The TAI is a tertiary education branch of the Ministry of Education and Training of Tonga. Its umbrella spans several programs that focus on educating students in a variety of professional aptitudes and vocations. TIOE strives to provide relevant teacher education programs to contribute to producing Tongan teachers who will meet the needs and expectations of its stakeholders. Based on the priorities identified, this paper details the mainstreaming of open educational resources at the TAI and TIOE under Phase 1 and Phase 2 of the Strategic OER Implementation Project in Tonga. The novelty of this project is its approach to mainstreaming OER at an institution in a systemic manner. The contribution this paper makes is to provide a proven plan for sustainable OER mainstreaming in a development setting. Methodology. In the race towards achieving the Education 2030 Agenda, OER Act as a key enabler for Sustainable Development Goal 4. The Ljubljana Action Plan defines OER as toward the realization of inclusive knowledge societies. Open educational resources support quality education that is equitable, inclusive, open and participatory. OER are teaching, learning and research materials in any medium, digital or otherwise, that reside in the public domain or have been released under an open license that permits no-cost access, use, adaptation and redistribution by others with no or limited restrictions. Open licensing is built within the framework of intellectual property rights as defined by relevant international conventions to respect the authorship of work. OER are a strategic opportunity to improve knowledge sharing, capacity building and universal access to quality learning and teaching resources. In 2016, Khals Kuala Lumpur Declaration recommends the mainstreaming of OER use by developing strategies and policies at governmental and institutional levels to enhance quality while potentially reducing the cost of education. However, in 2017, the Ljubljana Action Plan identifies five main challenges to mainstreaming OER, which are the capacity of users to find, reuse, create, and share OER, language and cultural issues, ensuring inclusive and equitable access to quality OER, changing sustainability models, and developing supportive policy environments. In response, Khal recommends several concrete actions to mainstream OER, which are develop and implement an institutional OER policy, create institutional mechanisms for OER quality assurance, recognize faculty contribution to OER, institute an award for best OER, create an institutional repository for OER, regularly organize capacity-building programs for teachers, conduct and support research on OER, collaborate with other institutions to avoid reinventing the wheel, take steps to improve the institution's IT infrastructure, and develop accessible OER to guide the implementation of these recommendations in a practical scenario. Abiwardena proposes the horizontal framework for OER mainstreaming and the OER mainstreaming checklist. The methodology of this project is based on this framework and checklist proposed by Abiwardena. Figure 1. Horizontal framework for OER mainstreaming in an institution. Adapted from an empirical framework for mainstreaming OER in an academic institution. By I.S. Abiwardena. 2017. Asian Association of Open Universities Journal. 12. Page 232. CC by 4.0. Table 1. OER mainstreaming checklist. The Strategic OER Implementation Project in Tonga is a two-year-long intervention by Khal in response to a request by the Met of Tonga. The four phases of the project aim to assist Met to develop a framework for fully utilizing the new fiber optic network infrastructure, enabling the delivery of online learning to Tongans distributed in the 45 islands, and to improve the chances of sustainable livelihoods for Tongan youth by training them in life skills tailored to higher education and employment opportunities in Australia and New Zealand. Figure 2. Project flowchart for the Strategic OER Implementation Project in Tonga. The activities, outputs and expected outcomes of the project are summarized in the project evaluation chart. The various stages of the project model that correspond to the key stakeholders are detailed in Figure 3. Figure 3. OER for Skills Development Project Model. Table 2. Project evaluation chart for the Strategic OER Implementation Project in Tonga. Results. Following an official visit to Tonga by the Vice President of Khal in September 2016, a few key areas were identified where Khal could assist the Met. This included building capacity in OER and developing OER-based courses, supporting Met in developing a policy framework for OER, and strengthening online learning with a focus on the Moodle Learning Management System. to address these needs in a structured and holistic manner which will ensure medium-term impact and sustainability. COL and the MET entered into a contribution agreement in January 2017 under the Strategic OER Implementation Project in Tonga. Phase 1 of the project, which took place from February to June 2017, saw the drafting of a national OER policy and capacity building in OER reuse and course design. Phase 2 of the project, from June to December 2017, focused on the development and online delivery of 4 pilot OER courses in the field of life skills. Phase 1, consultation, advocacy, and capacity building for policymakers to develop and implement OER policy frameworks. In collaboration with policymakers of the MET, TAI, and TIOE, strengthened by legal staff at the MET, COL supported the development of a draft national OER policy for government higher education institutions of Tonga based on COL's institutional OER policy template. The draft policy is currently under review by the MET for adoption. Capacity building in use and development of OER in teaching and learning. A 5-day intensive hands-on capacity building workshop was conducted by a COL expert in June 2017 with the participation of 34 full-time academic staff, including some members of the senior management, from TIOE and TAI. The workshop program was developed to address the major skills gaps identified in the Open Educational Resources in the Commonwealth 2016 report, which include teachers' use of OER, perceptions of OER, reuse, revision, remixing, and redistribution, challenges of using OER, adopting and sharing materials, and locating and retrieving OER. The key outputs of the workshop are identifying specific need for OER at the two institutions, capacity building in the use of OER in course development, training in instructional video production for online courses and MOOC, skills development in the use of free and open source software in repurposing multiple OER formats, introduction to the Moodle LMS, and training in the use of COL's course development resources such as the course blueprint template, course development template, and the external course evaluation toolkit. Based on a follow-up survey of the participants, only 4 participants hadn't used OER since undergoing training. Figure 4. Results of follow-up survey on OER use. Further, the workshop was used as a successful field test of the 12-part video course on instructional video production for teaching and learning and the creating and repurposing OER using FOSS, a how-to-guide for teachers and learners. The participants followed the course on video production to plan, script, and shoot instructional videos on various topics. Then they used the toolkit on repurposing OER using FOSS to edit sound and video resulting in 5-10-minute instructional video clips. The creation of these videos was done from start to finish over 2 afternoon sessions. These sessions resulted in upskilling the teachers to develop more video-based material on their own using accessible technologies such as smartphones and FOSS. The participants said that they felt surprised and empowered by the new skills they have gained and would utilize the medium of video more in their content delivery. Phase 2. Support OER course development. Further to the aims of the project stated in the methodology section, 4 pilot courses on life skills were proposed to be developed and delivered online using the Moodle LMS. The courses TIWS 200 Working and Social Skills and TIL 100 Thinking and Learning Skills have been offered in the first semester of 2018, whereas TIOE 101 Information Technology and TIOERP 101 Restorative Practices will be offered in the second semester of 2018. The course development process was approached in 3 interrelated stages. First, 4 independent teams were formed with 4-6 teachers each tasked with completing the course development. The teams engaged with a COL expert through an online forum for 14 days to finalize the course blueprints and compile available OER, such as video clips and case studies, to be used in the courses. Second, a hands-on workshop was conducted in November 2017 for TAI and TIOE staff facilitated by the COL expert. This workshop aimed to develop participant skills in online course design and development, delivering online courses using Moodle, and reusing remixing OER in addition to the course development team members, staff from the library, educational technology unit, and IT support services participated in several focused sessions which were designed to help them support online delivery, using the course blueprints as inputs. The participants worked in teams to develop the courses on institutional Moodle platforms supported by COL in real time. It was unrealistic to expect the courses to be 100% completed during the workshop due to the short time frame. However, The course development teams managed to complete approximately 70% of the development within the duration of the workshop. Subsequently, the course development teams continued to complete the courses with virtual support from the call expert. The courses TIE WS200 Working and Social Skills and TIE TL100 Thinking and Learning Skills are currently being offered in the first semester of 2018 by the TIE T139 and 137 learners respectively. Discussion. The evaluation of this project is twofold. First, the outcomes of the project are evaluated based on the project evaluation chart. To elaborate, outcome number 1, strategic implementation of OER practices at TIOE and TIE through institutional OER policies under the purview of the MET has been achieved through the development of a national OER policy draft aimed at government higher education institutions. Outcome number 2, TIOE and TIE integrate OER in teaching and learning effectively has been achieved through 84% of the participants using OER in some form in their teaching. Further, cascading training has taken place in TIE and TIOE to build capacity of temporary teaching staff. And outcome number 3, TIOE and TIE develop good quality learning materials and share as OER has been achieved through the development of 4 OER-based life skills courses. By evaluating the targets set in Table 2 against the results, we consider the outcomes of Phase 1 and Phase 2 of this project to be successfully achieved. Second, the methodology for this project is structured around the horizontal framework for OER mainstreaming in an institution and the OER mainstreaming checklist. According to Abiwardena, each process in the OER mainstreaming checklist vis a grade vis the mainstreaming tasks need to be completed for the successful mainstreaming of OER in an institution. Table 3 summarizes the outputs of Phase 1 and 2 of the project against the mainstreaming checklist. Table 3, summary of project outputs from Phase 1 and Phase 2 against the mainstreaming checklist. Process, mainstreaming tasks, project outputs, change in mindset, decided to reuse and produce OER, changed mindsets, open is good. Following an official visit to Tonga by the Vice President of CAL in September 2016. A few key areas were identified where CAL could assist the MET, which included building capacity in OER and developing OER-based courses, supporting MET in developing a policy framework for OER, and strengthening online learning with a focus on the Moodle LMS. Build capacity. What are OER? What are the types of OER? What is open and accessible? What is copyright and open licensing? How to create, reuse, revise, and remix OER using FOSS. The hands-on capacity building workshop conducted in Phase 1 covered many OER-related topics, which include understanding OER licensing requirements, understanding the need for OER in course design, converting a resource to OER and redistributing, evaluating and choosing suitable OER, introduction to OERFAC.info community of practice, OER search, applying OER concepts in course design, practical challenges of reusing OER in course design, FOSS tools for OER reuse remix, and OER repositories and search. Strategize. Identified the need for OER in terms of cost, quality and access. Identified short, medium and long-term goals for OER. Identified representatives from each stakeholder group for task teams. The aims of the project were set to develop a framework for fully utilizing the new fiber optic network infrastructure enabling the delivery of online learning to Tongans distributed in the 45 islands, and to improve the chances of sustainable livelihoods for Tongan youth by training them in life skills tailored to higher education and employment opportunities in Australia and New Zealand. In the short term, 4 pilot OER courses on life skills were proposed to be developed and delivered online using the Moodle LMS. In the medium term, the project builds capacity of staff to develop and deliver OER-based courses online. In the long term, the use of OER and online delivery improves access to education for Tongans and leads to sustainable livelihoods. Representatives from academic staff, IT support, educational technology unit, library, and management participated in Phase 1 and Phase 2 of the project. Learners will be involved in Phase 3 and Phase 4. Adopt an open license. How open is the institution? How open are current materials? Allow commercial use? Enforce share alike? Allow derivatives? No rights reserved? The draft national OER policy for government higher education institutions of Tonga addresses all related issues under the copyright and licenses section, which include ownership of content, access to available content, sharing of intellectual property, license used for all materials developed, Responsibility of authors and content creators, declarations, and caveats. Technology infrastructure. Have sufficient technology infrastructure? Have sufficient technical personnel? Invest in cloud-based technologies and services? Set up a FOSS repository? The technology infrastructure at the TIOE is at its infancy. However, the project has prompted the need for upgrading the infrastructure and budgetary allocations for new infrastructure development based on future requirements. IT support staff are available for basic day-to-day support. However, they had limited expertise and resources in terms of setup and support of the Moodle LMS. As an interim arrangement, Moodle support is provided by call for a duration of 2 years until the infrastructure is put in place and the staff trained. The Met is exploring the use of Moodle Cloud as a long-term solution. The setup of an OER repository hasn't been discussed yet due to the lack of infrastructure and technical support. Policy. Adopted an institutional OER policy? Updated HR policies to recognize and reward OER activities? Recognize additional work in OER? Made OER a key performance indicator? Developed a system for remuneration and encouragement? Mainstreamed open educational practices? In collaboration with policymakers of the Met, TI, and TIOE, strengthened by legal staff at the Met, CAL supported the development of a draft national OER policy for government higher education institutions of Tonga based on CAL's institutional OER policy template. The statements of this policy include purpose, scope, and applicability, OER definitions, objectives, copyright and licenses, quality assurance and review system, liability, institutional arrangements, implementation strategy, monitoring and evaluation, and legislative compliance. These statements address all the mainstreaming tasks under policy. The draft policy is currently under review by the Met for adoption. Practice. Which courses to make OER? Developed a systematic approach to OER content development? Formed course development teams? Identified useful OER for course development? Developed adapted course successfully? Developed pilot OER? Edited metadata and built a catalog? The course development process was approached in three interrelated stages. First, four independent teams were formed with 4-6 teachers each tasked with completing the course development. The teams engaged with a CAL expert through an online forum for 14 days to finalize the course blueprints and compile available OER, such as video clips and case studies, to be used in the courses. Second, a hands-on workshop on OER course development was conducted in November 2017, at the TI. Facilitated by the CAL expert. Four courses were developed during this workshop. The courses TIWS 200 Working and Social Skills and TIL 100 Thinking and Learning Skills have been offered in the first semester of 2018, whereas TIOERP 101 Information Technology and TIOERP 101 Restorative Practices will be offered in the second semester of 2018. Metadata and cataloging of the courses will be done when the OER repository has been established. Quality assurance. Formed an OER QA team? Is this content suitable for our learners? Is it pedagogically sound? Is it open and accessible? Do we have tech support? The OER policy draft provides guidelines for establishing QA teams within the institution. This has been initiated at TI and TIOE during the course development process. The four courses were subjected to the institutional QA checks and balances prior to offering. CAL's external review toolkit for ODL and e-learning courses was used to quality assure the courses in terms of course planning, course information, orientation to learning, course content, multimedia, learning activities, assessment, user-friendly design, and evaluation and continuous improvement. The toolkit further covers QA aspects of OER including licensing and technology. Staff from IT services, Educational Technology Unit and Library were trained on supporting OER-based online course delivery. Mastery of learning outcomes. Are assessments correctly mapped against the learning outcomes? Learner exceeds the requirement, meets the requirement or needs improvement? In the capacity building workshop conducted under Phase 1, a one-hour session on outcomes-based education and assessment of learning outcomes was used to sensitize the staff on the expectations of Phase 2 and Phase 3. This session briefly introduced how to define interrelated learning outcomes in subunits, units, courses, and programs followed by assessment blueprints and outcome evaluation rubrics. Further, the concept of continuous quality improvement based on achievement of learning outcomes was explained. The concepts of OBE and assessment of learning outcomes were integrated into the course design during the course development workshop conducted under Phase 2. Achievement of learning outcomes will be assessed during the outcomes-based evaluation and CQI workshop scheduled for June 2018 under Phase 3 of the project. There will be pre- and post-workshop sessions conducted online where the call expert will work with the course teams at TIE and TIOE to formulate the CQI strategy for the institutions. Based on the project output summarized in Table 3, we believe that almost all mainstreaming tasks have been addressed during Phase 1 and Phase 2 of the project. Once Phase 3 is complete, we believe that OER will be successfully mainstreamed at the TIE and TIOE in a sustainable manner. When the two institutions achieve sustainability, CAL will exit the partnership as shown in Figure 3. Among the challenges faced during the course development process, limited computer skills and subject matter expertise were prominent. These challenges were addressed through increased guidance and contact time from the CAL expert. In terms of Moodle, the CAL appointed administrator worked closely with the course development teams to set up the platform to suit their teaching needs. However, there were initial delays due to the lack of experience by teaching staff in the use of the LMS. These delays were soon addressed by establishing procedures for communication, requests, and turnaround times. Conclusion. In 2017, Hodeljubljana Action Plan identifies 5 main challenges to mainstreaming OER in response. The Commonwealth of Learning recommends several concrete actions to mainstream OER to guide the implementation of these recommendations in a practical scenario. Abiwardena proposes the horizontal framework for OER mainstreaming and the OER mainstreaming checklist. This paper details the use of the horizontal framework for OER mainstreaming and the OER mainstreaming checklist within the strategic OER implementation project in Tonga. By evaluating the targets of the project against the results and by addressing almost all the mainstreaming tasks outlined in the OER mainstreaming checklist, we consider the outcomes of Phase 1 and Phase 2 of this project to be successfully achieved. The novelty of this project is its approach to mainstreaming OER at an institution in a systemic manner. The contribution this paper makes is to provide a proven plan for sustainable OER mainstreaming in a development setting. The discussion details the findings of Phase 1 and Phase 2 of the project. Overall, the horizontal framework for OER mainstreaming and the OER mainstreaming checklist have been proven to deliver on their aims and can be used by other educational institutions in developing countries to mainstream OER. Phase 3 of the project will concentrate on evaluating the mastery of learning outcomes and continuous quality improvement. Phase 4 of the project will draw conclusions on the impact of OER mainstreaming on improved sustainable livelihoods in Tonga. This is the end of the article. The full text of this article is available at the IRODL website, www.irodl.org. Goodbye.